The other thing the magnitude of the crystal field splitting energy delta will do, it will determine the occupancy of the orbitals. If you have got a really big gap between the two sets, the T2G and the EG, then chances are you may not end up pushing much in the way of electrons into the EG set at all. Simply too much energy required, you'll simply populate fully your T2G set. Now the number of unpaired electrons determines how paramagnetic a transition metal complex is. So the typical question here is going to be asking you guys to explain the colours of a couple of transition metal complexes or the magnetic properties of a couple of transition metal complexes using crystal field theory. Now we split the ligands according to their ability to change the size of the crystal field splitting energy. Weak field ligands obviously having a minor effect on the crystal field splitting energy, we're not going to get a big value. Strong field ligands